528, hanging out with you on a Wednesday. Hump day, Susie, Paul, Denny. It's Q105, cloudy, windy, high near 40 today, tomorrow. Yeah, we're looking at mostly cloudy and 35. And then Friday, sunny, but colder, high of only 20. It's 29 at last check here at the Cumulus Compound in South Toledo. 419-240-1055 to call the show, play along, send me a text, First Insurance Group text line. All right, I got Dope of the Day coming up, and we're also going to give away some movie passes. That movie looks really cute, Forever My Girl.
I gotta watch the trailer.
Are you too busy today?
I'm very busy over here.
It's a very busy show today. We're talking about the wedding coming up. We got Dr. Frankel's giving away a little thing over at Frankel. We got our little Super Bowl crashing thing. We want to crash your Super Bowl party. We'll give you more details on that. But first, it's Brad Crown, Realtor Man. Good morning, Beavis.
Good morning.
All right, so before we start talking realty and what's going on in your world, I know you have a little something for me, too. What happened to the Rockets last night, dude? What happened to them? They win 7 in a row. Ball State comes in. I know Ball State's a good team, but I didn't watch it. But it sure seems to me like, did they just have a bad night? Or maybe they're not as good as we thought?
No, they just had a real bad night. The shots weren't falling. They actually lost both games to Ball State last year. For some reason, they seem to have trouble with Ball State's kind of long and athletic, and I don't know. They didn't rebound real well, that's for sure, certainly on the offensive side. So they were getting one shot, and that was it. Shots weren't falling.
Isn't it Ball State on the road in football? They always have trouble with them.
Yeah.
Ball State's in Toledo's head.
Yeah, I know.
That's what it is. Was it a big crowd last night?
Yeah, I think it was, close to 5,000 or something like that. It's a pretty good crowd, and it was just
almost a complete sellout on Saturday for BG.
Yeah, I was out of town, but the spread in that game surprised me.
Oh, they crushed
my
it.
My son texted me. He's like, the Rockets are up by 30. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So, but they'll rebound. They still got time. And it all comes down to the MAC tournament.
They were just flat, and they got out-hustled. I mean, that was it, and they got frustrated and then you try to make things happen, and they shouldn't, and just one
you
thing
press,
led to another.
And then next thing you know,
they get down by 13, they'd cut it to 6, and they get down by 10, and they'd cut it to 5, and then they spend all their energy trying to come back and could never get over the hump. So
there you go. All right, so what's going on in the world of realty? It's not January, not really the hot time of the year.
I've got my personalized wallet that you guys were talking about
earlier. All right, so we were talking about earlier on the show, and I think this hashtag is going to take off, Paul.
Got my initials on it.
Because we all know that Valentine's Day, do you agree, Brad, is directed at women. That Valentine's Day is totally for the woman.
Pretty much.
Yeah, it is. So we've started the hashtag #VDayMen2, and why is Valentine's Day sexist against men? We've got 3 retweets, so it's really rolling. Anyway, and Susie doesn't seem to think it's not geared towards both men and women, which, whatever. And so that was one of the gift ideas for a man is, put his initials on a wallet. That's kind of nice. And Brad's got one. Was that for Valentine's Day? Probably not.
No,
probably
no.
Your birthday.
No,
but it's still a nice
wallet.
All right. So what's going on in the world of realty?
Yeah, I'm glad you changed the name from VD Day to the Valentine's
Day. Yeah.
That didn't get off the launch pad real well, did it?
Yeah. It was a slip of the tongue. And, drugs will fix that. So,
the way, that Bruno Mars tune, that finesse.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
That got that Bell Biv DeVoe poison drum thing going. Do you notice that?
It's an awesome song.
Did they steal that or what?
Probably.
Sampled it, maybe.
Very danceable. Yeah. I like that guy.
Oh, real estate's good, actually. Yeah.
January, though. Selling houses, getting ready?
Not necessarily. That's been our problem, is the lack of inventory. But I've been out today. I will be showing houses today, and I've showed houses on Monday. I showed houses yesterday, and I'll be showing houses today. So buyers out there looking, and just, everything we looked at Monday, nope. Everything we looked at Tuesday, nope. Today, it's like, everybody's waiting for that next house to come on the market that might be the one. So
if you were ever going to move, this is still a really good time to put your house up because there's not a lot of inventory, so you're going to get a full asking.
And you'll get a higher price, too, but it's also a catch-22 because it's like, okay, where am I going to go when I do move? So I think that's leading that whole everything factors into the lack of inventory is that sellers are almost afraid to put their house on the market because, yes, they'll get more money for it, but where are they going to go? and I like it here, and I'm not going to settle on buying something, you know, because, with the lack of inventory and
okay,
stuff.
I'm trying to get people to think that maybe they should put their house
no,
up.
No, they should.
I'm trying to get you some business, you can put your house up, but I can't find your house to move
no,
into.
No, I'm not saying that.
What the hell? What kind of realtor are you?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that's kind of the conundrum that's factoring into the lack of inventory that we have.
There sure seems to be a lot of construction, though, going on.
There's a lot of new construction.
A lot of new construction going on.
All right. It's never been more expensive to build. So if you can find something that resale, you're going to get a much better deal than buying because construction cost is very high. So, but I mean, they're building a lot of it. People like new, so
they do. Mm-hmm. All right. So what do you got? What do you got listings?
I got a nice big house in Sylvania for that's 5 bedrooms and 3.5 baths, over 4,000 square feet.
Wow.
That's 345.
Wow, that's a lot of house.
Yeah, I've got a nice big one.
Which school district, Southview or Northview?
That'd be Northview.
Northview?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've got a nice...
that's a good
big,
school.
Yeah, big 3,300 square foot house up in Petersburg, Michigan on Cruise Road.
Nice.
On 5 acres, 3-car garage. It's only 10 years old. That's also 5 bedrooms, so that's a nice
pool
big one.
Pool or pond.
Pond
would be good for you. what else do I have? I've got a nice ranch house in Waterville, 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath ranch on a crawl. I've got an office condominium off of Holland Sylvania Road on Renaissance Place. Four offices and a reception area and a bathroom. That's about 1,200 square feet. That's a kind of office condominium. So that is for sale, and that's $149,900. I've got a nice ranch over in Whitmer, Washington Local Schools. That's 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath. For $99,900. And I got a couple lots. I've got a lot in Sylvania School, City of Toledo, Sylvania Schools off of Alexis Road and Sylvan Ridge. It's actually the last lot in the neighborhood, the last buildable lot. And I got 5 acres out on Washburn Road out in Berkey. That's a nice buildable lot out there for $69,900.
All right, so you got some stuff out there.
Some variety, too.
Yeah. Wow. It is variety. I've got a little commercial, little land, little houses, little...
All right, so if somebody wants to get a hold of you, check out those houses, or they want to put their house up for sale, what number do they call?
They can give me a call at 419-467-7070, 419-467-7070, or come see me on the net at bradcrown.com.
There you go.
Yeah.
How's everything else going?
Going well.
Got something for me?
yeah.
This is the first time I ever won the football picks.
I know.
It's all about the exchange, people.
Yeah. It's all about the exchange of the candy. And he pulls a candy bar out of his pocket.
Candy bar. Appreciate the candy bars here at the Q. All right. Do you ever get anything for Valentine's Day? Thank you.
Bam.
Do you ever get anything for Valentine's Day? Or is it strictly for your wife?
Strictly for my wife. But we don't really play that game too much, you know what I mean? So,
but we're talking about it's sexist towards
it is.
It's totally sexist. Susie, you got to get on board. You got to retweet it. VD day.
You know what I did yesterday?
What'd you do yesterday?
I bought tickets
to
to Olivia's musical.
Not really the name of it. It's called High School Musical.
High School Musical, but.
Hilsey's going too.
I'm going with John and I.
On Sunday?
John and I and Mary are going the same day. We get sitting all together.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah.
I'm going all 3 shows.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, usually you do when your parents
Friday, Saturday, Sunday,
you gotta go to all of them.
My parents never did. Opening night and then we're going to the bar.
And then on Sunday, you'll have to show up with flowers because that's what parents do on the last show there. You got to show up with flowers for the cast members.
Yeah, I'll zip through Kroger. There's something really nice.
Give me one of those $9.99.
I don't think she wants flowers. I think she wants chocolate.
Oh,
I get her something else. Yeah, that's really cool. Thanks for doing that. That's really
you're welcome.
Cool.
It should be good. Mary and I have gone to tons of them. It's just a great entertainment value for what you spend to do it. And we've seen Phantom of the Opera and Hairspray and Drunken Chaperone and all the plays that schools seem to do. So it's pretty good.
Yeah, we're real proud of her. She's very excited. She's a little nervous because she's never done it before. I mean, she's got one of the leads and she's going to be singing. She goes, "Oh, I got so many lines."
Oh, wow.
So she'll be fine.
She's
let's see, when is it? It's a month. Just about a month away.
She's got Sharon for her mother. She'll nail it.
Oh, yeah, of course, because Sharon's all about the theater. All right, 8:37, Dope of the Day and a bunch of other stuff coming your way. Don't move. Danny and the Girls live and local. Q105
weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota, open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com.